short list with Jake and Amy.
Already, I said I was going to redo that theme song and I didn't do it.
It's okay. It's been a busy couple of weeks.
I haven't had time. I'm excited to redo it though. I had an idea for it.
What's your idea?
It's just a musical idea. I can't like describe it.
Yeah, I'll just have to listen to it when it's done.
Yeah. Yeah.
Cool. That's exciting though.
Yeah. Yep. Well, we had a week off.
We did. Do you know what episode we're on?
This is number 20.
You're right. I didn't know if you'd remember.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm last excited. Week was just, well, if I'm remembering correctly, we did episode 19 on a Monday versus a Sunday anyway, which I think already threw us off.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, just last weekend, I was pooped.
It was a super busy weekend. We were both gone in separate places. So by the time you get home, it's just like,
yeah,
coordinate. What are we going to talk about? Oh my God. It was like,
well, and actually we didn't even talk about it on Sunday. Usually it's like, hey, are we going to do our podcast? And last week we, neither of us said anything. I think we were just like, hey, bye.
Yeah. Whatever.
Yeah.
We deserve to take a break.
Mm-hmm.
Get off our back, Diane.
Susan.
We know people named Diane and Susan too. We probably shouldn't say those names.
Why? It's a fun
Not
name.
That they listen to it. But.
Who's even out there listening to us?
Yeah.
So yeah, last weekend I wanted to recap because I was at a bachelorette party and it was really fun, but like massively celebrating. Not like, I'm going to say it, not like a normal bachelorette. Like this
was an extra bachelorette.
This was extra. Anywhere we could add some extra, there was extra. And it was amazing because it's a weekend that I would not typically get to participate in. So,
yeah
we stayed at the Hidden Pond Resort in Kennebunk. Is it Kennebunk or Kennebunkport? I always get confused.
I am completely murky on those details, too. I have no idea.
Well,
what the
and needless to say, it's okay because we'll never afford to go back because it's just very pricey.
And I just spent my first day there yesterday.
Well, not at the resort.
No, but just in Kennebunkport.
Were you in Kennebunk or Kennebunk
Port? That's what I'm saying. I don't even know.
Well, what did your GPS say?
The address was Kennebunk Port.
So you were in Kennebunk Port then.
Okay, so they are two different cities?
Yes.
Oh.
Oh, boy. Yeah, so needless to say, I was there. I was in a home, this beautiful cottage. They called it a cottage. To me, that's a very nice home. You know, amazing pools and bicycles, and you just all ride around, and it's so cool, and you know, a swim up bar and a beautiful restaurant. And I was there with my friend Kate, who's getting married next month, and that's who we were celebrating. And it was in total 9 of us, and we were there Thursday through Saturday. And Jake was joking because I would check in with him and he was telling me it was like I was on an episode of The Bachelor because of all the fun things we were doing. Yes. And there were 9 of us in one house.
It's like a constant day date.
Yeah, I had some day dates. But, you know, this is the thing. And I think men listening to this are probably going to be like, okay, sure. But women listening are going to get it. It's hard. It's going to go one of two ways when you come together with that many women. It's either going to go the route of everyone is everyone's new best friend and we love each other, or it's going to go completely opposite and so-and-so hates each other.
Yeah.
And I hate to say that. I'm not, you know, I think as with anything, there can be, you know, area in between that. But I would say that's pretty common.
You've like the ones where it doesn't go well, do they just kind of splinter off into different groups or does everybody just kind of fend for themselves?
I mean, I would say so. I think if it's one of those weird situations where it's just not jiving, you're going to have a little kind of separation. I don't think someone's all completely by themselves. If they are, that's really sad. But so needless to say, I had a blast and I think I made a whole bunch of new friends. We'll see if they think the same thing. But so it was super fun. And I don't know. When was the last bachelor party you went to?
Oh, man. Probably. Was it my own? No, there had to have been one after that.
No, I don't think so.
I don't think
so. Have you been to many?
I'd say like I've been to a good 5 or 6. Like
really?
Like
whose have you gone to?
Let's see, I've done Jake Englehorn's. I've done Tyler's. I've done Kyle's.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that there. Andrew St. Marie.
Mm-hmm.
That was fun. We went to Canada.
Mm-hmm.
And there's got to be one more. There were a bunch of other shorter ones that just weren't overnighters, like trips. You know what I mean? All the ones that I just listed were trips.
Okay, that's cool. I'm only asking just because I feel like most of your friends were married years ago, so I don't think you've gone to something recently.
Yeah, no, definitely nothing recently. So
cool. So yeah, that was my weekend. By the time I got home on Saturday, this girl was tired. Like I was out.
Yeah.
But anyway, so that's that.
Ah, shoot. I had something there was something in the middle of that story that I was going to ask you and I forgot it. I hate that so much.
Sorry. Rewind.
Shoot. That's going to bug me so much. Anyway. All right. Well, I'll think of it eventually.
So yeah, that was what I was doing last weekend. And what about you?
Last weekend, got to go down and hang out with the kids. This was weird, hanging out with, in-laws. So it was your sister, her husband, and their kids, but without you. That's really...
You were there?
That was first time I'd hung out with those in-laws, like...
By yourself.
Without you as kind of the reference point, which, you know, you two are sisters. Like, you have so much more, like, fun and inside jokes right away, like, that it kind of... Like, that takes up, like, the first day or so of us just even being there.
Okay, that's interesting.
Because you guys are having so much fun.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it's like I can kind of settle into the situation, sort of, because I feel, quote, sort of on the outside. That sounds bad to say.
No, but I get that.
So when it was just me, it was nice. I mean, we all just, the three of
it
us,
was
like,
great.
Sat down and we'd, like, chatted. And I don't know, it was good. It was really fun. I think that there are, and same, you know, I'm sure anybody who has in-laws can relate, like, the first time that you do something with somebody else kind of alone. So, you know, hanging out with just your mom alone or just your dad alone. Like it just kind of changes the dynamic a little bit and that you feel like you have a little bit more of a foundation.
Yeah, I mean, that makes sense.
So
did you notice any mannerisms of Samantha that you're like, oh, that's Amy?
Well, yeah, but I always notice those. And it's actually, I'd say that's pronounced when
I'm there.
You guys are together.
But, interesting.
Yeah. So,
well, actually, I'm still kind of just thinking about last weekend. And I mean, obviously, we have Monday through Friday in between that, but that's boring. Who wants to talk about that? But first of all, this breeze hitting me right now.
Oh my gosh.
Woo! I'm sitting by the window. Smells like a barbecue. Anyway, I was just thinking, like, the weekends come around, we get so busy. And, you know, yesterday, just as an example, you had another wedding gig you were doing, and I had nothing to do. And most people, when they have nothing to do, like that. Or I shouldn't say most people, but I feel like
they know what
the majority of humans, when they have time to rest, they do it. Whereas I'm like, oh, I have downtime. I feel weird. I need to reorganize the bathroom, or I need to wash my makeup brushes, or
be productive in some way.
Yeah. Like I feel unable to rest. And I'm just bringing this up, but I have a therapist who I adore. She's amazing. And one thing she talked with me about my last session was that I don't sit very long with how I'm feeling. And I really, first of all, that's mind blowing. And I need, that's for me to delve into at another time. But I thought that that does translate to myself when I'm alone. It's like, I don't feel okay not doing something. And I kind of challenged myself yesterday.
Good.
I was like, nope, you're not doing anything. I laid on the couch for like 7 hours just watching Intervention and painting my toenails and they still smudged. But anyway,
if you were to, let's say that you watched too many interventions, would there have to be an intervention? No. You're giving me a look like...
I'm trying to love you for our differences and for your sense of humor that I don't
want. I think you were trying not to laugh. That's what I think.
I think you're wrong.
That joke.
No, I didn't. Anyway, but it's... I don't know. I just don't know if other people feel that way. I just have a really hard time not doing something.
I get it.
I feel uncomfortable.
And you didn't make your... there have been other times where I feel like you've kind of beaten yourself up for not doing something, or like you've been like, oh, I just sat around for like 30 minutes or something. Like, I didn't do anything.
And yeah, like, I struggle with that a lot.
You can't... You just can't beat yourself up over it.
Well, yeah, I know. That's what I'm saying. I'm trying to do better with that. So anyway.
I think you did a better job of not beating yourself up about it yesterday.
Thank you.
That's all I'm saying.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
What's on your list?
Oh, let's take a look here. We actually made our lists together. Oh, yeah. So my mom was looking like through some old stuff in one of her offices and found a bunch of old photos and like sent us a mass text message of all these old photos. And it's like you see kind of the grainy, it was a grainy view. I saw a picture of the basketball team I had growing up. Like I think we were like late elementary school. So like fourth or fifth grade probably.
Okay.
Or maybe middle school. It could have been sixth grade. And, you know, you see all of these, you know, there's 10 of us and like just seeing where everybody has kind of gone since then and like seeing how that friend circle, which was the only friend circle I'd ever had at 13, 14 years old, and how spread out everybody's gotten and how everybody's, you know, kind of done their own things. And a lot of them have gotten most of them have gotten married. And
yeah,
so just weird to like to track them, you know, literally like a map of where everybody's gone and like. One guy's doing film stuff down in LA. Another one's a comic. I think he lives in Chicago or New York. He's been so back and forth. And, you know, another friend of mine is like essentially running his family business, you know, a very successful family business dealing with tractors. It's like, it's just
the most random sort of futures.
It's kind of amazing. So anyway,
the same boys that all played basketball and joked about farting.
Yeah. Especially like going through your yearbooks and talking about your, was it 15 year reunion that like didn't happen?
Oh yeah. I'm trying to think, when did I graduate? Yeah. It's been 15 years, but my class. Yeah. I mean, we had our 10 year, we were going to have a 15 year, but it was kind of impromptu. It was like, oh, want to meet next week? It's like most of us couldn't do that. So I think we'll shoot for, you know, soon ish. But yeah, I came from a pretty small class, so.
Yeah.
But yeah. I know, I was looking in my old yearbooks today. I was cracking up. They were my elementary school yearbooks, and Laura and Samantha, my sisters, wrote entries about how they'd miss me in the summer, and it's like, I live with you. But only Laura, as a kindergartner, would sign her name in cursive. She was definitely wise beyond her years.
That was your elementary school yearbook, you said? So yeah,
ours Green was, Central School.
But it was like paper. It wasn't a hardback. Mine was paper too.
Think about it though. Kids in elementary school aren't going to spring for a hardback. You know what I mean?
That's true. I didn't think about that.
I actually wonder what they charge. I think it was like $7 to $10 or something like that for my yearbook.
In elementary
school? Yeah.
How do you remember that?
I just remember money was tight.
Oh yeah.
And I wanted a yearbook.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I still remember the design from my yearbook in 1997. For some reason.
Mm-hmm. That's the one I was just looking at. Yeah. I was a sixth grader.
I just remember it was like droplets of paint, like these
graphics. Splatter or something. Yeah.
It was like it was so unbelievably 90s. And I just remember it for no reason at all.
Did you guys have a talent show at the end of the year?
I think we did.
Did you ever participate?
No.
Because you didn't remember.
I think we had talent shows. We had like different music shows and stuff. We did do a play. It was a musical in fifth grade. And I got the lead in it. I was the lead in the play.
I need to see footage of this.
I would love to see footage of it too. Actually, same friend. So my really good friend Joel, it was all based on geometry. I don't remember my character's name, but I remember his character's name was medieval times. And it was based on geometry. So he was Sir Circumference.
That's hilarious. You don't remember your name and you're the lead.
Not at all, yeah.
It's got to be something good.
Yeah, I want to look it up.
What was the name of the play?
I don't remember. I literally don't remember any of it.
Jake. That's hilarious. Circumference.
I think I didn't even want the lead, truthfully.
Oh, here's humble.
No, sincerely, I think they were just like, I auditioned for something else because everybody else kind of was auditioning and... They were like, look, we should just give you the lead. Were you okay with that? Yeah, I was terrified.
Ugh, I'd be so scared.
I think I had to ask my parents, like, do I take it? Because I didn't even want to do this. And they were like, yeah, you should do it. So
Quinn and Shirley.
I'm going to have to look that up. Maybe my mom remembers. But the other thing that I forget about is that I, like, my dad being a high school choir director, he... would help with the musicals whenever like they would do.
That's why you got bullied.
No, this was after.
I'm just kidding.
So he would like help coordinate and direct and like do all the music for the musicals. And whenever they needed kids, like they'd bring in my sister and I. And so I was in like 4 or 5 musicals under the age of 13.
We need to get you out there again.
No.
Let's make a portfolio.
I've never, no.
Why?
It's just never, acting's never been like.
You did improv. You obviously like acting on some level.
I like being funny. That's the only, I think being funny is the only thing I enjoy as far as that goes.
I think I'm really funny and I want to get on Ellen.
You are very funny.
Ellen, if you're listening, I don't have talent, but I think you'd like me anyway. And so anyone out there that's listening, my 4 friends, if you have an in at Ellen, you let me know. Okay. Oh, I have to give a happy birthday shout out to Carolyn.
Oh yeah.
Happy birthday. We love you. I, you know, she actually wants to go on Ellen with me, so we could do that for her birthday, maybe next year.
So for Carolyn's birthday.
Yeah.
You should get on Ellen.
No, she and I both agree. Neither of us have any talent. We think that's our shtick. That we don't have talent.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
We're just 2 normal girls.
Yeah.
Women.
Just living life.
Yeah. So I don't know. Just putting it out there. You don't ask, you don't get. So there's that.
You are a very talented person though. Don't.
How am I talented?
You have a lovely voice that you will not recognize.
Ugh, you're crazy.
And you have the sharpest memory of anybody that I know.
Ouch. Just poked myself.
Okay.
Okay, what else am I good at?
You're also like really, you have this like, you're funny without trying to be. You know what I mean?
I'd be funnier if I didn't laugh at myself. You know?
I will never forget this joke that you told me and how you laughed before you even finished
the punchline. We already told the joke
on here.
The
butt quack one?
Yeah.
We did?
Yes. Why do ducks have tail feathers?
To cover their butt quack.
Yeah.
And by the time you got to the Q sound in quack, you were busting up laughing.
Yeah, because it's hilarious.
Like the way that it exploded out of your face. Like I can't.
Quack. Oh, anyway.
Anyway, you're just funny without like.
Well, thanks. It's a nice compliment.
Well, you're welcome.
Don't turn this on me because we're talking about you and your acting chops.
I don't got no chops.
You're about to tonight. That's what's for dinner.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Pork chop, snapper chosh. That's Brady Bunch, right? Pork chops and applesauce.
No.
I think it is.
I honestly don't remember.
Okay.
Anywho.
We both had kind of talked about this, the idea of spending less time on social media, which we've talked about before.
Yeah, I've noticed, people are going to be like, shocker, duh. But I've noticed a for sure direct correlation between the amount of time I spend on, I would say Instagram is more problematic for me than Facebook. In the sense that I think I look at Instagram so many times in a day. I don't even know how to accurately gauge, but to the point, and I might have mentioned this on previous episodes, but I set a 30-minute timer for myself on Instagram.
Yes, we've talked about that.
And I've been hitting it at like 10 a.m. Like that's a problem. It just doesn't make me feel good. Instead, I'm like seeing everyone and all the things they're doing. And I'm like, why am I not doing those cool things?
Because like, how is Instagram serving you between the hours of 7 a.m. and 10 a.m.?
Right. Like, don't get me wrong. I love keeping up with people. And I think it's so fun to see everything. And, you know, seeing Sam post pictures of the kids or seeing beautiful scenery or good food or whatever. I love Instagram. But for me and my own mental health, I definitely am on there too much.
Yeah.
What do you think is problematic for you?
Social media wise?
Mm-hmm.
It sucks me in, but there are times where I feel like I'm still not enjoying it. Like browsing through Facebook to me is like completely uninteresting. Like I rarely come across, I rarely come across something that's helpful to me, yet I feel like once I'm on it, I can't stop myself from scrolling.
So you have, I'm just asking, do you have this conscious thought of like, I should stop looking, but I can't?
No, what I have is I'm scrolling through something. It's like, I don't care about that. I don't care about that. It's like, because it's like, you know, looking for recommendations for boba tea in Capitol Hill. It's like, that isn't relevant to me.
I hope, like, that wasn't someone's real post.
No, it wasn't. I totally made that okay. up. But, or like, you know, somebody, or it's a, you know, a political leaning thing that is just way too far to one side that I'm just like, I don't care. And I just keep scrolling. And I find myself continually looking at things that I just, that I am specifically trying not to fill my day with.
Mm-hmm.
And they're even just for a second, like flying by the screen. So I'm spending too long just looking at it going, none of this, like, this isn't interesting.
Yeah. I think for me, I've noticed that on the days when I can relax, like make myself kind of just chill out, maybe even read a book or not even necessarily have the TV on, and then just for sure limit myself with things that aren't necessary, like Instagram or Facebook, I feel a million times better.
Yeah,
I do.
Well, there are little ways, like, I mean, you were just talking about how, like, unsubscribing to emails. I think people don't do that enough.
Yeah. Well, it's so annoying. You get the same stuff every day. I'm like, I don't even remember signing up for that. So, yeah, I've been trying to do that, too. Kind of weed out my, oh, that breeze.
Yeah, but the thing about emails, too, is it's like, those are basically pop-up ads, but you signed up for them. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So it's kind of like, I think people forget that they can
unsubscribe. Yeah.
Versus, you know, stuff that's on, you know, you visit a food blog and there's 100 banner ads on the food blog that you don't even pay attention to, but you're still getting served, you know.
I didn't think of it that way. Sorry, honey.
It's okay.
Why am I lacking the oxygen?
I don't know. There's a breeze right in front of you. Breathe harder.
Seriously.
I just feel I haven't been posting very much lately, and I just feel like I'm like, I wouldn't miss this if it went away tomorrow. I really wouldn't.
Oh, yeah. Aren't you supposed to be taking a break?
I probably should. We talked about it, but I didn't. I feel like I didn't commit to
yesterday. We're like, Jake's like, I really think I could just not do social media for like a month. Yeah. And then he's been on all day.
Well, some of that was for very specific purposes that I can't get into because it's someone's birthday next week.
Sarah, is it your birthday?
Okay, I'm going to move on.
Okay.
Because you felt a breeze. It's been getting colder.
Thank goodness.
And it feels lovely.
I shouldn't say that.
Yeah, because in Maine here, it's like once summer goes away, everybody just goes,
winter. It's winter. Yeah, literally. It's the original Game of Thrones.
It's, but it's like there's a little nip in the morning, and we booked a camping trip for a couple weeks from now.
Psyched.
That we are so pumped for, but I actually like to, I want to hear your thoughts on this as far as like comfortability. I like it when it's kind of cold at night.
I've already been thinking about it.
What's that?
That it's going to be cold at night.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And you're worried about it?
A little. This is the thing. I feel like we went camping this time last year. Literally, it was, I think, Labor Day weekend we went last year.
I think you might be right.
So we're going the weekend before that this year. So weather's going to be very comparable.
Yeah. And we're going to be further south.
It's just going to, we're all going to be on the ocean.
Yeah, that's true.
It's going to be cold.
Last year we went to Lily Bay, which is on
in Rangeley,
Moosehead Lake, which
don't
is,
tell the listeners where we're going this year.
This, we're just, we're only going about, so Moosehead Lake is like 3 hours north.
Right. It was so fun.
This
and
is
beautiful.
Only about 40 minutes north.
Exactly.
So
closer to home because we have plans on that Sunday as well. It's our anniversary. We have so much coming up.
Oh my gosh.
But yeah, camping. Oh so, gosh. Okay, back to the topic. I totally enjoy cooler weather and I love having a campfire and I love being bundled up, but I do get nervous about sleeping when it's cold.
Yeah. I mean, I get it.
Because it's cold.
But the thing is, the way that we camp now versus like, you know, for me, the backpacking of my mid-20s that I did like four times.
Mm-hmm.
You're basically just on a mat.
Jake used to eat tree bark.
I'm just in a tent with like a pad and my sleeping bag. Like that's it. That's all that was in the tent. But now we've got the inflatable mattress. We've got our own individual sleeping bags. We'll bring our comforters. You know, like we've got all the comforters.
Oh, I forgot I got a sleeping bag. Sweet.
That actually was a really touching moment when we bought your sleeping bag.
Oh, I want to sleep in it tonight. I'm going to practice. I just sleep on the patio.
What did you say? You were like, I've never really had my own sleeping bag.
Okay, Alana Leonard, if you're listening. So Alana was my neighbor growing up, pretty much all through school, actually. And that was the first time I ever got a sleeping bag, was to have a sleepover at her house. And I remember going to the store and my mom and dad buying it for me. And it was yellow and weird. I think it was like a fake Big Bird or something. I don't know. But I had that thing forever. And this is like my first real sleeping bag.
Yeah.
Gosh, that just made me so excited for the trip.
I slept in when I ordered mine. And it like came in the mail and I slept in it for like 3 days.
Of course you did.
I wish you could have seen my house at that time. It was like, I'd made my own like bed stand out of pallets. And like,
I'm pretty sure I did.
Yeah.
Cool.
It was.
Jake was roughing it.
It was a bachelor pad in the worst way.
But yeah, so we're excited. We're going camping. It's going to be great.
Anyway, I just am excited to like get up. Like I kind of like having a reason to use like camping gear, you know what I mean? To like, to beat the elements.
Oh, you cracked me up. So. He's so excited right now.
But like camping in the middle of the summer when it's already warm, it's just like.
Well, I mean, there's pros and cons to everything. When it's warm, yes, sleeping's a little more comfortable, especially if you have kids. Like during the day, you can go swimming and do all these things. But yeah, I love hanging by a campfire. We play cards, make food.
Yeah.
Pretty much do everything we do at home, but outside.
But we're outside, and our dog gets to just sniff the air.
She loves smelling.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we'll probably play some Scrabble. We'll probably play some spades. We'll probably play what is it? Oh, we'll shoot the game.
What game?
The dice game, not Yahtzee.
Oh, God. Not Farkle. Why can't I think of what Farkle, it's called? It's
like shoot. Six die, five die?
I honestly don't remember. Sorry. Sorry, folks. We don't remember.
You know who gave me that game?
It's sitting right outside the other side of the wall.
Jonathan gave me that game.
Cool.
Five dice and you score it.
It's like a Scrabble game, kind of.
That's going to bug me that I can't.
It's right on the other side of the wall if you want to go look. Keep. Do, 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 do. Hurry up. It's in the basket on the bookshelf. He's coming back. Don't worry, folks. I know this suspense is killing you. Wait, don't tell me.
You want hints?
Yeah, give me a hint.
Okay. The opposite of empty. Too empty.
Full or bust?
Filler bust.
Yeah. Oh, full. Well.
full or bust.
Well, you said no, opposite totally of empty right. is full, yeah. not fill.
That's why I was trying to change the action. Never mind.
Filler bust. Yay, that's it.
That's a fun game.
We're so lame.
We are very lame.
Oh, you know how I know fall is coming. Is there already talking about all the fairs?
Oh, yeah.
Cumberland Fair will be here.
They literally, it's
Freiburg.
Like, they do.
Topsom, I think, is here already.
Like harvest fairs. These are like, you know what I mean? Versus like your summertime, like Things fair.
Yeah, well, we still have rides and stuff, but yeah, it's very much agriculturally based. What?
Nothing. Sorry, I got distracted by our list.
Go ahead.
List. Well, speaking. Okay, it's all about seasonal. We called my mom today too, and my mom's a teacher, and she was like getting her classroom ready for kids to come this week. She's an elementary school teacher, and I was like, "Flip, that happened already."
I know. Are back to school. Kids go back to school earlier back in Idaho than they do here.
But it had me missing back to school shopping.
I loved back to school shopping.
There we go. What did you love?
Getting all new things. Give me a new binder, Trapper Keeper.
Did you have the list, you know, like from your...
Yeah, I think the school gave out lists, but I don't know. I feel like... I don't remember. My mom must have gotten that and just gone by it.
Did you ever have to like... Did they ever put like, okay, you need three boxes of...
Tissues.
Color pencils. And like five boxes of tissues and like, you know, all these things that like... You basically gave to kind of the pile.
So no, if I remember correctly, it wasn't like you're buying for the classroom. We bought for ourselves and I had my little, you know, pencil case, keep all your stuff. Yeah, I'm pretty sure it was all individual at that time.
My pencil case was always a mess.
Yeah.
Was yours?
Yep, I used to color on it.
Remember the ones that like the pencil cases that would have all the different spots to like, oh, you can put like four pencils here.
Oh, no, I'm talking the hard case. You'll open it up.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
Know what I mean?
I never really had one of those, I don't think.
Well,
I would just keep it. I had the ones you would put in a three-ring binder.
Right. That's smart.
but the ones that it would have like all the different places you could put the pens.
Mm-hmm.
And I always be like, I'm going to make sure that those always go in the same spot, like 2 days in, like, oh man.
I always loved back to school shopping.
Yeah.
So fun. So stressful. Parents do a lot. Teachers do a lot.
Yeah.
Like respect.
I just remember being mortified that we were spending that much money on just like pencils.
It's expensive. I don't know how parents do it.
Yeah.
Money in general. Oh, I could go off. Let's like today, you and I go get an ice cream. 2 ice creams, $8.
Yeah.
How do families do it?
Yep.
Seriously.
It is a lot. But it's so weird though, because like imagine just not spending, not buying a couple of extra things that, you know, in a month, and you've basically bought a brand new toy and XYZ for a kid. You know what I mean?
I mean, yeah. I feel
like
this,
when I look at it, the sacrifice actually isn't that. Like $100 to me as a 5-year-old was like basically infinity dollars.
I'm rich.
Yeah.
But yeah.
To me now, $100, I'm like, yeah, well, it's an investment. Probably shouldn't spend $100 on one thing every month. But like,
yeah.
You know what I mean?
No, I get it. Just holy cow.
Yeah.
So expensive.
Yeah.
Yeah. Why? Were you guys buying for the classroom?
I just remember buying the 3 boxes of tissues and like the, and then they would just like, I didn't get to keep those things. It just.
So yeah, you were buying them for the classroom.
Yeah, I guess so.
I'm curious. We should have asked your mom if they do that now. If it's more like, okay, the classroom needs every kid to bring, you know, 2 of these and.
Yeah. Well, I think the list part, sorry. Well, yawn. The list part was definitely more middle school or elementary school type thing.
Because
you had like one class.
Sure. That makes sense.
Versus by the time you get to middle school, you're going to multiple classrooms.
Kind of on your own.
The more traditional. So you, right. It's just like, here's what you for sure need. And then you'd get individual
the
lists.
The scientific calculator.
Yeah. You'd get individual lists from every teacher.
You did?
Yeah. Like if there was like a couple of things.
Wow. I don't remember that.
Well, if I remember
education.
That
hey, you probably do. I think ours was just different.
Did you ever have a TI-83 or whatever with the games on them and stuff?
A TI-83.
Yeah, the you don't remember those calculators? The graphing calculators?
I don't think I had the I don't think I needed the graphing. I just always needed a scientific calculator.
Yeah, me too. I don't think I didn't even get a graphing calculator till college.
That is so expensive.
Yeah.
Wow. No, I never had one of those. You're too smart for me.
No, I avoided it. Hard math. But yeah, I remember you could like get, there was a drug dealer game.
Okay. Excuse you?
It was almost like, I want to say Sim City sort of.
Oh,
but
wait.
You're like pretending to sell drugs.
For real?
Yeah.
Why?
Yeah, it was called like drug dealer. I'm going to look it up right now.
That's why would they have that on a kid's calculator?
I don't know.
That seems really
it's like
weird.
It was really like text-based. Like it wasn't like a super interactive thing if I remember. I'm going to look this up.
Yeah, but they couldn't they have come up with something else?
Dealer game. TI Oh, maybe it was in 86. This is the nerdiest thing.
This is why Jake still loves his
drug
calculator
wars,
watch. Yeah. It was called
Drug Wars.
I don't know. Something seems off about that.
No, it's definitely weird.
Now you know.
Now you know.
I didn't know that.
Pretty cool.
What do you got going on this week?
I got a contact fitting tomorrow for my new contacts.
Oh, nothing that's good.
Exciting. Yet another wedding. Oh, this one's on an island on Saturday.
Look at you. Finally. All over the state of Maine. Yeah, that's exciting. So how's the transportation working for that? Are you getting on a ferry?
I'm pretty sure it's a ferry.
Well, when will you know for sure?
When I check my email.
Oh.
Well, at least because I think they sent out an email a while ago about it. So basically, I mean, long story short, we got to get all of our gear to an island, and I don't know how that's going to happen. So.
Or how you're getting home.
Yeah. Well.
You must be staying the night.
You can, if I remember correctly, you can only, we can only take so many cars on the ferry. Now it's coming back to me.
All coming back.
So, because I think we're going to have to kind of coordinate when we get there and like put all of this gear, you know, from five or six musicians' cars into a couple cars. And it's going to be tight. Wow,
that's so much logistical work. That would stress me out.
Yep.
Will they pay for your parking and stuff? Like if you have to leave it long term?
Mm-hmm.
They better.
All of that stuff is covered in... That's the big thing is that with this group, we don't have to do a lot of the contract stuff.
Which is great. I just wasn't sure if they, how that worked.
So,
and we have before this coming weekend though, we have your, work outing barbecue.
Oh, yeah. Grill Fest.
On Wednesday, right?
I think so. Yeah.
What are we going to bring as a side dish?
That's a good question. Oh, we were going to do salsa. We're going to make our own salsa.
Yeah, but people might think that's lame. I want to do something a little more exciting.
Okay.
We should probably do something gluten-free. So if anyone has ideas, let me know.
Did I? Oh, no. I'm trying to think of what I made last time.
I feel like last time you made a pasta salad.
Maybe.
Hmm.
But it's cool.
It's going to be fun. I'm excited. I like going to your work outings.
Well, this one's like the biggest one of the year, too, because everybody cooks and...
I really got to show them up. I hope you're all listening.
They love you. Whole office loves you.
They have to say that to your face.
True.
Yeah.
Anyway, if you've been lying to your coworkers about how much you like their spouses, let us know.
Yeah. Time to open up and just shine some truth in there. All right. Well, that's cool.
Yeah. Thanks everybody for listening. And,
yeah, we appreciate it. It's fun to chat with you. Send us some ideas of things that you want us to delve into on the next episode.
Shortlistpod@gmail.com. Or if you know what, I think if you
text Jake, area code. Just kidding.
If you just have, I know there's been, because there's been two massive shootings since the last time we had a thing. There's just been a lot of world stuff. I feel like if people want to talk about it or if they have a rant, I feel like this is a good place for people to just be like, look, I'm feeling really scared about this. Or
you guys could even call in for our podcast. Yeah, let us know.
Yeah, that'd be great.
So, cool.
Anyway.
All right. I'm going to go get those pork chops ready.
Pork chops and apple chops.
Yeah.
High five on like. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, bye.
Bye. It's the Shortlist with Jake and Amy.